night to day.
Say this little group of believers who
this holy power had found. Because of their love for Jesus, turned the world upside down. Lord, may this wind once again blow your mighty power and glory. Lord, may we once again know precious, refreshing, reviving, setting our hearts aglow, as on the day of Pentecost, may this wind once again blow. Lord, may this wind once again blow.
Been planted, we've labored in the field.
but still the land is barren. There is no harvest yield. We are anxiously waiting. Let us draw nigh. Our eyes are upon you. Oh Lord, hear our cry. The thunder and the lightning, may we this assurance know. They are bringing to us blessings that we need so desperately. And within the raging storm is the answer to our need. Some people have to shout hallelujah. Some folks have to say praise the Lord. Others sit and cry, lift their hands up high. But when the Spirit moves in my soul, I have to sing. Something inside of me breaks forth in melody. To sing about Christ my Savior and the joy He's given unto me. All I was searching for and so much very more, I found the moment He saved my soul. I have to sing. Something inside of me breaks forth in melody. I have to sing. I can't keep it, for I am saved from sin. My sinful past will be remembered no more. I have to sing. With Jesus I will be throughout eternity. the mighty power of God. We need the message of His word. But more and more I now begin to see that if we're gonna be what we should be, we need each other. Take someone by the hand. We need each other. Together we can stand. Uniting in Christ, let's build a circle of love where Christ is glorified. Signs and wonders from above, but by our holy unifying love, we need each other. Take someone by the hand. We need each other. Together we can stand. Let's build a circle of love where Christ is glorified, and joy and peace abide. We need each other. We need each other.
Oh, There is a sadness in some homes today because a child is missing. The father with an empty stare, a mother clutching worn pictures, brothers and sisters glancing at waiting toys, hoping, praying, waiting.
He walks the streets and avenues, listening for their cries. He looks along the crowded street with his searching eyes. He even stops beside a bar, takes a look therein, and looks throughout the dim lit room for his missing children. There's just one thought that really matters, one motive drives him on, to find his missing children, take them safely home. He's determined to keep searching every night. Last to stay. We know that he left everything, and to this world he came, seeking those whom Satan stole, in mercy to reclaim. He laid aside his holy robe, royal diadem, and came to seek among the lost for his missing children. There's just one thought that really matters, one motive drives him on, to find his missing children and take them safely home.
Throughout the world, and earth.
first time I saw him, he was just a little tot, trying to help the best he could there in Joseph's shop. I'd say, "Son, what are you building?" as I watched him there at play. And then the little carpenter would turn to me and say,
"I'm going to build a ship to sail the sea. I'm going to build a great big bridge. I'll build it from a tree. I'm going to build a mansion where all my friends can dwell."
Then away went the little carpenter with his wood, his hammer, and his nails. It was hard for me to realize, as I watched from the crowd that day, he once was the little carpenter whom I had watched at play. And as I watched him bear the cross, as he walked up Calvary's hill, the words he spoke many years ago, it seemed I heard them still.
"I'm going to build a ship to sail the sea. I'm going to build a great big bridge. I'll build it from a tree. I'm going to build a mansion where all my friends can dwell."
Then away went the carpenter with his wood, his hammer, and his nails.
"I'm going to build a ship to sail.